Hello, I'm Hebster, also known as David Hebeker, and I'm going to present to you the task tracker system and what opportunities it has for you. So what is task tracker systems? In short, it is a system which can be used to measure manually time spent on different tasks. This can be useful, for example, in a professional context, for billing or for accounting, but you could also use it, for example, in your workshop or in your fab lab to measure time spent on different machines, or for your personal life if you want to measure time you spend on chores, or just for self-managing the time you spend during the day. So the task tracker systems consist of two subsystems. One is a handheld device, which is dedicated hardware, and the other one is an app for desktop or mobile. But the primary goal of this project is actually to learn and to play with technology, to support each other in a team, and to have fun developing a useful product together. So the team currently consists of three people. It's Garrett, Five Teeth Less, and myself. And on this side, you can see different tools we use or we are going to use. For example, Five Teeth Less and myself, we like to program in C++. We deploy the firmware on an ESP32, which is the core of the handheld device, which communicates wirelessly with the app, which is written in Kotlin by Garrett. So you see, if you join our team, you can bring your own tools you would like to practice your skills with, or just learn some new ones as you like. This is some space where you can practice your skills in your own pace. So here you can see an early prototype on the left of the handheld device. It consists of a ESP32 dev board with a small OLED display and some illuminated buttons which can be used to start and to stop the tasks. And on the right-hand side you can see the app, which additionally can be used to synchronize the data and to export it in a format of your choice to transfer it to an accounting system, for example. So, if you like to tinker as part of a team, this project gives you the possibility to implement your own ideas in different areas. So for example, electronics design, circuits layout, or human interfaces and user experience, as well as 3D designs and 3D printing. Also, we have a continuous integration tool chain. There are plenty of areas and plenty of features which have not been implemented yet, so there you can implement your own ideas and decisions. We have regular online meetings where we discuss further development of the project, where we support each other and sometimes also code together. So what are the next steps for the project? We want to have an MVP by end of March 2024, where there should be basic support for tasks. But this will still be on a breadboard. By mid of 2024, we would like to have a more professional PCB, which can be assembled externally, but also we would like to have a 3D printed case by then. So if this sounds interesting to you, please do not hesitate to contact us. There are no obligations attached. You can find us on GitHub, but also the slides and more contact information is in the event details. Thank you very much.
Thank you.